主耶稣来到这个世界上，目的之一就是要让我们成为天上的国民。
One of the main purposes that Jesus Christ came into this world was to make us his kingdom.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们都是天上的国民。
And today in Jesus Christ, we are all participants and members of the heavenly kingdom.
那在马太福音的第五章，主耶稣在谈到这个天上的国民，我们应该过怎样的生活。
And in the book of Matthew chapter 5, it actually describes the kingdom of God and what kind of life and people are in of the kingdom.
从第一节，马太福音五章一节到十二节在提到我们奔跑天国路我们应该有的态度。
And so Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 to 12 actually describes the kind of race that we should run as we strive for the heavenly kingdom.
我们在追求信仰我们应该有的态度。
And the attitude we should have as we pursue faith.
一样在这一段里头也提到我们人与人之间相处的道理。
Also within this passage describes how we should interact with people and during our interpersonal relationships.
那从十三节到十六节呢？主耶稣就提到这个天国百姓他的职责是什么
？And in verse 13 to 16, it describes what the duty is as members of the heavenly kingdom.
我们请看马太福音五章十三节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
在这里所提到的盐呢，不是海盐，是盐死的那盐。
The salt described here isn't sea salt, but rather salt from the earth.
In the rock.
Oh, sorry, in the rocks.
那个石头有盐分。
Because there are rocks that have salt in them, salt content.
所以你煮汤的时候，把几块石头放进去。
And so when you're making your soup, it's the kind of salt that you usually put into your soup to season it.
那常常味道差不多了，赶快再把这些石头捞出来。
And when your soup is just flavored about right, then you'll quickly take these salt rocks out.
那可以反复的使用。
And so you can constantly reuse these salt rocks.
但是渐渐的里头的盐分越来越少。
But slowly as you continue to use them, the salt content will diminish in the rocks.
到最后盐分都没有了。那就没有用了。
And so when there's no more salt left, and when the rocks are no longer salty, then these rocks lose their purpose.
那主耶稣叫我们要做世上的盐。
And Jesus Christ asked us to be the salt of the earth.
不要失去了一个基督徒应该有的生活。
Not to lose the kind of life that we should live as Christians.
十四节。
And verse 14.
你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
我们夜晚看比较高的地方，如果有房子的地方，我们就会看到灯火。
When it's very late at night and it's very dark, we can see cities on hills.
十五节，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
15. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
我们在家庭里头要成为家庭的光。
In our households, we should be the light of our families.
十六节。
Verse 16.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
所以在这里主耶稣就说出来，一个天上的国民，他有一个很重要的职责，就是好行为。
And here Jesus Christ spelled it out for us that if we are to be citizens of the kingdom, we have a certain behavior to uphold.
我们在家里头要有好行为，在家以外的地方也要有好行为。
Not only should we do good works in the household to our families, we also have to have good works before men outside.
用我们的好行为来荣耀天上的神。
So we can use those works to glorify God in heaven.
这是我们的职责，也是主耶稣 他对我们的期望。
This is our duty, and it is also the expectation of Jesus Christ.
啊，为什么主耶稣对我们有这样的期望？
Now, why does Jesus Christ have these expectations of us?
啊，因为主耶稣来到世界上的时候，他也说他就是世界的光。
Because when he entered into the world, he also said that he was the light of the world.
啊，那他也要我们成为这个世上的光。
And he also wishes that we imitate him as the light of the world.
那我们本身啊是很脆弱、很软弱的。
But naturally, we are by instinct weak and fragile in nature.
啊，很多的时候我们并不能够做什么。
Many times we aren't able to accomplish anything by ourselves.
啊，所以我们啊，其实自己不能够发光的。
So oftentimes we ourselves are unable to emit light from ourselves.
啊，我们是靠着神的恩典，我们来反射。这个神的光。
Rather, we borrow the light of Christ and reflect that light toward other people.
在他的怜悯里头啊，让我们有力量把对的行为给行出来。
Under His mercy and grace, we're able to use His strength to reflect the glorious nature of Christ.
啊，为什么主耶稣要我们做世上的盐、世上的光
？Now, why does Christ want us to be the salt and light of the world?
啊，第一个，主耶稣要我们不要隐藏。我们自己的身份。
First, Jesus Christ doesn't want us to hide our identities.
这是一个勉励，也是一个提醒。
This is an encouragement, but it's also a reminder.
在受到逼迫的时候有时候人不敢承认自己是基督徒。
Because when we face persecution, oftentimes we are unwilling to reveal ourselves as Christians.
就好像在彼得在这个彼得保罗他们那个时代，信仰有很大的会受到这个逼迫。
Just as in the times of Peter and Paul, because of their faith, they would potentially undergo persecution.
所以在这逼迫的当中，有些人他就不敢承认自己是信耶稣的。
So under this kind of pressure, some of us are unwilling to acknowledge or confess that we are Christians.
所以当面对困难的时候，我们还是要勇敢的表明自己是基督徒。
But when we are facing difficulties, we still have to courageously identify ourselves as Christians.
现在很少我们会有这样的情况。
Now, in current times, it's very rare for us to face this pressure.
或许有一天我们会有这样的遭遇。
But maybe one day we will face also these situations.
我们请看马太福音第十章。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音十章三十二节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 32.
凡在人面前认我的，我在天上的父面前也必认他。
Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven.
三十三节，凡在人面前不认我的，我在天上的父面前也必不认他。
33, but whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.
我们不隐藏我们基督徒的身份。
We should not hide our identities as Christians.
就好像在旧约时代的这些显明他们也是勇敢的承认他们是神的百姓。
Just as in the Old Testament, there were many saints that professed their faith.
比如说在但以理书里头的但以理跟他三个朋友。
For example, Daniel and his three friends.
他们勇敢的来承认他们是神的百姓。
They courageously confessed that, professed themselves as the followers of the monotheistic God.
所以他们拒绝那个会得罪神、损害他们身份的行为。
So they rejected all behavior that would deny their faith.
什么叫做为什么主耶稣期望我们不要隐藏自己的身份
？And so why does God expect and hope that we will not deny our identities？
这个在提醒我们，我们有没有好的行为
？It reminds us of thinking of whether we have good behavior。
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4。
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1。
以弗所书四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1。
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
当我们有在遵守道理的时候，我们会很 自然的表明我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
When we are obeying the word, it's very natural for us to say that we are Christians.
哦，那我们本来就应该是很愿意的，很容易的来表明我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And it should have already been very natural for us to profess that we are members of True Jesus Church.
哦，但是如果我们没有好行为的话，有时候我们说不出口。
However, if we're lacking in good works, sometimes it's hard for us to say it.
曾经有一个弟兄他见证 他在某一段时间他实在是不像是一个基督徒。
There was a brother that once said that there was a period of time in his life where he really did not live as a Christian should.
那在他的同一个单位里头有一个人呢一看就是基督徒。
But there was another who, just by a first glance, you could tell that he was a Christian.
这个同事他常常在吃饭的时候很明显的他在默祷。
And so whenever this coworker would eat, it was very obvious that he was Christian because he would have a very good silent prayer.
那他这个同事也会在这个平常的时候跟人家做见证，传福音。
And in his normal daily conversations, he would also preach the gospel or reveal his Christian background.
那我们这个软弱的弟兄他实在很怕这个同事会不会也来向他传福音。
And so, this weaker brother was very afraid that one day, this other coworker who was very zealous would come preach to him.
那结果这个同事当然找到机会就向他传福音。
But of course, one day that coworker really did find the opportunity to preach the gospel to this brother.
他这个同事又偏偏又是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But this brother was already a member of True Jesus Church.
所以这个软弱的弟兄他就说我妹妹也是你们教会的信徒。
So this weaker brother said, "Oh, actually, my sister is already a member of your church."
其实他本身也是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But actually, he himself was already a member of True Jesus Church.
但是他不敢承认。
But he was afraid to confess and acknowledge it.
所以主耶稣期望我们可以很自然的来表明说我是信耶稣的。
So God's hope and expectation is that very naturally we will confess that we are believers of Him.
那就像保罗在这里所说的，我们的行事为人，跟我们所蒙受的恩典是有相称的。
So that we can do as this verse says, that we can walk worthy of the calling with which we were called.
主耶稣要我们做世上的盐，做世上的光。
Jesus Christ wants us to be the salt and light of the world.
他期望着我们，借着我们的信仰。能够给我们周遭的人带来影响力。
He hopes that through our behavior and faith, we can bring influence and we can encourage people around us.
我们请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章二十八节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 28.
二十八节，保罗大声呼叫说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here."
在这个很紧急的突然来的一个很紧急的状况。
In this sudden emergency situation.
这里看管监牢的这个禁足他拔刀要自杀。
This keeper of the prison was about to commit suicide.
这时候保罗他大声喊着说，不要伤害自己。
So Paul exclaimed with a loud voice, saying, "Don't do yourself any harm."
为什么这个禁足他想要自杀？
Now, why did this keeper of the prison want to commit suicide?
因为在这个意外里头他突然来的事情里头他以为很多犯人都逃跑了。
Because in this kind of unusual circumstance, he thought that all the prisoners had fled.
让他很不敢相信的，保罗对他说：“我们都在这里。”
But what was unexpected was that everyone was still there.
这个保罗说：“我们都在这里，包括着主耶稣也在这里。”
And so when Paul said, "We are all here," it includes Jesus Christ.
因为在这里有基督徒。
Because here there are Christians.
所以在这里有主耶稣。
And here, therefore, here there is Jesus Christ.
所以在这里就有神的怜悯，就有神的恩典。
Therefore, here will be God's mercy and His compassion.
这个保罗在那个时候，在那一个时刻里头他保护了这所有的人。
Therefore, in that moment, Paul was able to protect everybody that was there.
在这个之前呢，保罗他跟希拉在唱诗，在祷告。
And just moments before, Paul and Silas were singing hymns and praising God.
这个犯人呢，被绑着都想要逃跑了，更何况锁链都松掉。
And these prisoners, of course, they would have wanted to flee, but at this point, their chains had all been, all the shackles had fallen off.
如果当时保罗、希拉没有在场。很有可能很多人已经跑掉了。
If Paul and Silas were not there, it's very possible that all of the prisoners would have long fled.
但是保罗、希拉他们做世上的光、世上的盐。
But Paul and Silas were the salt and light of the world.
他们影响这些犯人，也影响了这个看管监牢的禁足。
And because of that, they were able to influence the prisoners as well as the jailkeeper.
为什么主耶稣要我们做光、做盐？
And so why does Jesus Christ want us to be the salt and light?
我们借着我们的行为来荣耀神的名。
Through our actions, we can try to glorify his name.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章十二节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
十二节，你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因为看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Having your own conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation.
当我们敢说我是一个基督徒
，When you say And you profess that I am a Christian.
那通常我们就必须要对我们的行为啊负责任。
Often you have to be responsible for your actions after that.
其实很多人对基督徒的期望是很高的。
Actually, many people hold high expectations for Christians.
那甚至有些人是很挑剔的。Find fault.
Oh, and actually, many people often pick faults for Christians.
你说你是基督徒，那我就特别注意你。
And so, you said you're a Christian, so I'm going to pay careful attention to your actions.
当然有些人是不怀好意的。
And of course, many people don't have good intentions when they say that.
所以在这里，彼得说，我们应当品性端正。
That's why here Paul says that we have to maintain very honorable conduct among the Gentiles.
就是主耶稣所说的，我们要做光做盐。
As Christ said that we have to be the light and salt of the world.
那这是主耶稣的期许，所以他也一定会帮助我们。
And because this is God's expectation for us, that he will also help us in achieving this.
那我们每一个人，我们要来努力成为光，成为盐。
So we all have to strive to be this salt and this light.
那这样子，我们的努力加上主耶稣的怜悯跟帮助，是的。我们一定能够有好的行为。
So that when we strive hard and you couple this with God's grace, then we will be able to work these good works.
我们请先看一下出埃及记三十四章。
Let's look at the book of Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章二十九节。
Exodus chapter 34 verse 29.
二十九节，摩西拿着两块滑板下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮。因主和他说话，就发了光。
Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hands when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him.
这是一件非常奇特的事情。
This is a very miraculous event.
就是摩西的脸会发光。
That Moses' face would shine.
那摩西自己他不知道。
And he himself was not aware of it.
那这给我们一个很好的启发。
And then this actually gives us a good revelation.
这个摩西因为到神那里跟神亲近，所以他的脸发光。
Because Moses drew close to God, therefore his face shone light.
就好像我一开始所讲的，我们本身是脆弱的，其实我们是没有办法发光的。
And as I said earlier, we are all frail and weak as humans, and it's hard for us to emit light from ourselves.
我们需要神的怜悯，需要神的帮助。
We need God's grace and His help.
那所以啊，我们需要亲近神。
Therefore, we have to draw near to Him.
就好像这个摩西啊，他亲近神，他到神那里。
Just as Moses also drew near to the Lord, and because of it, without even realizing, his face began to emit light.
我们一个常常亲近神的人，在不知不觉当中，别人会看出来，我们是一个守道理的人。
Likewise, when we ourselves draw near God, slowly, without realizing it, other people will be able to see that we are shining His light.
很多事情我们是很自然的，就将主耶稣的，将这个神的性情，将神性啊，给表明出来。
And we will start to manifest His divine nature.
但是这个需要我们的努力，需要一些的过程。
But all of this requires our hard work, and it requires a journey.
我们请看加拉太书第四章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
十九节，保罗说：“我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们的心里。”
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again, until Christ is formed in you.
这里保罗用另外一个字眼，基督成形在你们的心里。
Here, Paul uses a particular phrase, says, "Christ until Christ is formed in you."
我们这个人有主耶稣的性情。
That we as humans would have the likeness of Christ.
所以我们这个人，我们的行为有主耶稣的样式。
If we were to be like that, then our actions would be like those of Christ.
这就是保罗在这里所说的基督成形在我们的心里。
That's what it means if Christ is formed in our hearts.
那保罗说这是一个过程，他说他要再受生产之苦。
But this is a progress, and that's why Paul has to labor in birth.
这些弟兄姐妹他们需要努力。
These little children have to strive and work hard.
那保这个传道人保罗他也来帮助他们。
And this preacher, Paul, will also help them.
在保罗甚至用了这种我要再受生产之苦。
And that's why he says, I will labor in birth again.
要有这个愿意受苦的过程，才能够有基督成形在心里。
You have to be willing to undergo that progress, that continually working hard before you're able to have this likeness.
这就是为什么我们常常提到，我们要过着我们要过着灵修的生活。
That's why we often say we have to lead lives of spiritual cultivation.
我们要建立起祷告的生活。
We have to build up a life of prayer.
我们要建立起读经的生活。
We have to build up a life of Bible reading.
我们要建立起跟弟兄姐妹团契的生活。
We have to build up a life of fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
那无论在任何一个层面，我们也常常找机会，我们来反省自己。
And so that continually we can always be reflecting upon ourselves.
那这样子我们才能够像照主耶稣所期望的，我们来做光做盐。
In that way, then we can really begin to become the salt and the light.
那为什么这么重要？
And why is it so important?
因为主耶稣将传福音的这个重要的工作交给我们。
Because God has entrusted the important mission of spreading His gospel to us.
那在传讲的当中我们的行为其实也占很重要的一部分。
And when we are preaching that gospel, our actions are very telling.
主耶稣的福音也被称为是光明的道理。
Because the gospel of the Lord is also called the gospel of light.
一个光明的人，他才能够有力的来讲光明的道理。
And only a person of light is able to powerfully spread the gospel of light.
一个人如果自己生活并不光明，那么他讲出来的不会有力量。
And if a person's life is not glorious and full of life, then it's very difficult for his words to carry power.
只是讲一堆的理论跟知识。
He'll only be spouting out theoretical ideas and theories.
在社会上，只要有你只要有某一方面的专长知识，人家必须尊重你。
And in the world, if you have expertise of some sort, then people will respect you.
你的行为、你的生活是怎样呢？可能跟你的专业不会有直接的关系。
And so those in that kind of secular knowledge, it doesn't really matter what kind of lifestyle you lead.
哦，你的老板只要你交代你的事情，你把它做好。
Because your boss will only care if you actually completed all your work.
哦，你下了班之后，你过怎样的生活，通常你的老板他不会去过问你。
And after work, your boss won't care what kind of lifestyle you're leading.
哦，但是传神国的福音却不是这样子。
But when you are performing the gospel of the Lord, it's different.
哦，我们传光明的福音，那我们也要成为光，我们要走在光明里头。
We are spreading the gospel of light, and therefore we should also walk as children of light.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
二十六章。
Oh, sorry, Acts chapter 26.
二十六章啊，十六节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 16.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，主耶稣对保罗说：“我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。”十八节。
Verse 18.To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance amongst those who are being sanctified by faith in me.
啊，这个保罗在讲到主耶稣差遣他传福音，那这个福音的果效是什么？
So here Paul is saying that he has been sent by God to spread the gospel, and what is the result of this?
我们再跳过来看二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
就是基督必受害并且从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
That verse 23, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles.
这里说光明的道。
Here it says, light.
The words of light.
Are the words of light.
那也就是主耶稣的福音。
Which is the gospel of Christ.
也就是保罗所传讲的。
Which is exactly what Paul was preaching.
也是今天我们所要传讲的。
And it's also what we should be preaching today.
那传讲这个这么有意义的道理，需要在一个很重要的基础上面。
And to preach such a meaningful gospel requires you to have a firm foundation.
就是我们要有好行为。
Which is good works.
好，像主耶稣所说的，做世上的盐，世上的光。
As Christ said that we should live as the light and the salt.
好，因为福音这个光明的道要带来的果效，就是在十八节所说的。
Because the result of this gospel, the spreading of gospel, should be as it's mentioned in verse 18.
好，让人的眼睛得以明亮。
We should be able to allow people's eyes to be opened.
好，能够去看到人生的真正的。价值跟意义
，to see the true value of life and the meaning of it，
让人能够过着一个必须要有的一个真正的生活的一个对的原则
，in order that they can live the right principles of life，
这个从黑暗中归向光明
，and to be turned from darkness to light，
这个黑暗就是错误的
，this darkness is wrong，
那正确才会让人在光明里头。
And what's correct will allow us to be in the light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And to turn them from power of Satan to God.
就是从为奴的来成为自由的。
From those that are enslaved to those of freedom.
这个从被压制的来过着一个得胜的生活。
To turn them from those being oppressed to being one who overcomes.
从一个不好的来成为一个美好的。
So to turn into something wonderful from something that was once bad.
这个福音带给人有真正的人生的方向。
This gospel gives people a true direction.
让人能够重生。
So that they're able to be reborn.
让人罪得到赦免。
And that their sins can be forgiven.
让人能够有将来永生的盼望。
So that one day they can have the hope of eternal life.
所以这个对每一个人来讲都是充满着意义。还有是非常的重要的。
So for everyone, this is something very important, and it's something very meaningful.
那 我们都很愿意去传扬这耶稣救人的福音。
And we're all very willing to spread the gospel of the salvation.
那如何能够有这种说服力？
But how do we have power and influence when we preach this gospel?
人不但要听你所讲的，人也要看你所行的。
Because people aren't just listening to what you're saying, they're also watching your behavior.
会讲话的人很多。
Because a lot of people know how to talk.
但是能够有行为真的去做的常常不多。
But people who are able to actually carry out with their actions are few.
因为我们要传扬光明的道，所以主耶稣要我们成为光，成为盐。
And because we are spreading the gospel of light, God wants us to be people who walk in the light.
那成为光，成为盐这也是一种对人的成为人的榜样跟警告。
And being the salt and light of the world is also a reminder for us.
那也成为人的榜样。
And it's also an example that we should follow.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 37.
三十七节，众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”
37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?"
这个是在五旬节圣灵降临之后彼得做见证之后所发生的事情。
This is something that happened after the Pentecostal downpour of the Holy Spirit and after Peter had given his speech.
这个众人觉得扎心。
Many men were cut to the heart.
他们问说我们应当怎么做。
And they asked them, what should we do?
圣灵的力量跟见证能够让人扎心。
The power of the Holy Spirit is able to cut to people's hearts.
那我们借用这样子，我们一个人如果能够成为光，成为盐，同样的能够带来这样的果效。
And so, as Christians, our hope is that we can also be like this and to be the salt and the light, like this verse.
别人看到我们的生活，看到我们的行为这对他是一个很大的提醒。
So that when people see our works and our life, they can be reminded of this.
我们所处的环境都差不多。
Actually, many of our environments are all the same.
为什么你这个人能够这么平安，这么喜乐？
We all live in the same world, but why are you so happy and so joyful?
在这样的环境里头，为什么你能够持守你的原则？
Why are you so at peace and why are you still able to keep your principles?
在同样的环境里头，你为什么能够好像不被污染？
In the same world and in the same environment, why are you alone unpolluted?
人会觉得好奇。
And so people will be curious.
人会羡慕。
And people will be envious.
甚至人会得到警告。
Or admire it, and of course they'll also be reminded.
我们请看《列王记下》第八章。
Let's also look at 2 Kings chapter 8.
列王记下第八章。
2 Kings chapter 8.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，神人定睛看着哈歇，甚至他惭愧，神人就哭了。
Then he set his countenance in a stare, until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept.
这里说这个以利沙看着这个亚兰人哈歇，那这个哈歇就觉得惭愧。
So here it says that the man of God, Elisha stared at Hazael until he wept.
我们一个基督徒我们一个基督徒不是要用我们的好行为去让人觉得羞耻。
As Christians, our goal is not to make other people ashamed and to make them feel embarrassed.
我们不是在标榜我们的好行为。
We're not trying to tout our good works.
我已经说过，像摩西那样子，自己的脸花光，自己都不晓得。
It should be more like the example of Moses, where when his face was shining, he himself did not even realize it.
但是我们的行为是会让造出别人的错误来。
But it should still be able to reflect, allow people to understand their shortcomings.
是希望人能够借着我们的行为也来就近主耶稣。
It's our hope is that through our reflection, they can have that desire to draw near God as well.
在这个时代里头啊，人很需要去看到所谓道德的勇气。
In this world, in this time, many people wish to see the tools of the gospel of the word.
道德 moral standard.
People wish to see a moral standard.
大家都知道应该怎么做。
Everyone knows what they should do.
但是其实大家都没有那个勇气，没有那个力量去这样子做。
But many people don't have the courage to do it.
一个基督徒要做光做盐，就要有道德的勇气。
And so if a Christian wants to be a good Christian, then they need that courage to do the good works.
主耶稣说我们要做盐。
And Christ also said that we have to be salt.
盐也是一个很平常的东西。
Salt is something that's very common.
但是它有很多的用处。
But it has many purposes and serves many functions.
那这个盐甚至啊，它在发生作用的时候，它自己也不见了。
And when this salt is serving its purpose, it itself disappears.
它不见了，但是它的功用却显出来。
But even though it's disintegrating, it still serves a function.
主耶稣要我们做盐。
And Christ wants us to be salt.
别人好像没有看到我们，但是我们的作用是存在人们的当中。
Even though people don't see us, our works will still remain in their hearts.
主耶稣不但提到众人，也提到家庭。
And not only toward other people, but also towards our families.
我们要从家庭来做起。
We have to begin from our families.
也不是只是照顾家庭，也要关心我们的周遭。
So we're not just, we should not only care for our families, we should also care for everyone else.
那盐有很多的作用。
And salt has many purposes.
我在这里提出两点。
And so here I'll mention two of them.
我们请看约伯记第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
我们在家里头，我们如何来当盐？
This is how we can be salt in our families.
约伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，炎炎的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
In verse 5, so it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly.
在这里，约伯尽他的努力来保护自己的家庭。
Here, Job strived with all his might to protect his family.
他不希望自己的家庭离开神。
He didn't wish that his family would depart from God.
他不希望自己的儿女来得罪神。
He didn't hope that his children would sin against God.
所以这里约伯常常为他的儿女来献祭，来向神祈求。
So here it says that Job regularly offered sacrifices to God and interceded on their behalf.
约伯在做这些事情的时候，都看在儿女的眼中。
And as Job did all this, It was in the eyes of his children.
你们过这个约伯的环境很好，所以他的儿女也过着很好的生活。
And because Job's environment was good, his children shared in this good environment.
但是约伯来提醒他的儿女们，不要因为好的环境，而来离开神，而来得罪神。
But Job reminded his children that even though you're in such a good environment, don't forget not to sin against God.
我们都爱我们的家。
We all love our families.
我们都想尽办法来保护我们的家。
And we all want to strive hard with our utmost to protect our families.
那不让坏人来攻击我们的家。
So that no bad men will come and attack our families.
但是另一方面，我们也不要让我们的家人来离开道理，来离开神。
But on the other hand, we should also strive hard that nobody in our families will depart from God and sin.
这个在古时候啊，盐可以来帮助保存食物。
And in the past, salt had another purpose, which was to preserve food.
这个食物很怕这个放了一段时间它就会腐败。
Because oftentimes, if you left food out for too long, it would become it would go bad.
那如果有加盐的话，就能够防止这个食物很快的就腐败了。
And if you have this salt, then you could prevent that, that corruption and prevent it from becoming rotten.
这就是我们在家庭里头要当盐。
And so that's how we can be salt to our families.
防止我们家人在信仰上的堕落。
Protecting and defending against the weaknesses in our family.
我们再请看马可福音第九章。
Let's also look at the book of Mark, chapter 9.
马可福音九章五十节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 50。
五十节，盐本是好的，若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？你们里头应当有盐，彼此和睦。
Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another.
这里说我们里头应当有盐。
Here it says, "Have salt in yourselves."
那为什么这么说呢？
Now, why does it say this?
接下来他说要彼此和睦。
It follows saying, "Have peace with one another."
这个盐很便宜。
Salt is very inexpensive.
那一般来讲，食物里头一定要有一些的盐，才会显出这个食物的可口。
And speaking in normal cases.Food usually needs some degree of salt in order to be seasoned.
让这个食物吃起来，这个好吃，容易能够吞咽。
So that you could bring out the flavor in that food and that it's easy to eat.
那在这里说这个我们里头要有盐，能够彼此和睦。
And here it says, have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another.
这是我们的一个职责。
This is our duty.
我们在的地方大家很容易相处。
Where we are all harmonious.
我们先好像盐一样容易跟人来相处。
Just as salt, we are easy to get along with other people.
能够有我们在的地方就有和睦。
And so wherever we are, we can bring peace and harmony.
有我们在的地方我们就能够帮大家来解除这些不愉快的事情。
So that wherever we are, we can help be as peacemakers to solve conflicts.
我们在家里头要当盐。
And so in our families, we have to be salt.
我们在社会上也要当盐。
And in our societies, we have to be salt.
在家庭里头，我们过着一个快乐幸福的生活。
And in our families, we can live happy lives.
那我们在这个社会上，我们过着一个守法。尽责任的生活。
And in our societies, we can be law-abiding citizens.
我们最后看提摩太后书第二章。
And let's lastly look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
二十一节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
这里说做贵重的器皿。
Here it says that you can be a vessel for honor.
那所谓贵重的做贵重的器皿，不一定是那个质料是金的，是银的。
When it says vessel for honor, it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to be made of gold or silver.
要紧的是成为圣洁，能够被主来用。
The key point is that it is cleansed so that it can be useful to the master.
对人来讲，材质很重要。
For men, the
the
material is often the most important.
但是最要紧的，在神国里头，要紧的是被神来用。
But the most important key in the kingdom of God is whether it can be used by God.
纵然是木器、瓦器，但是是被神用的，那它就是贵重的。
And so even if it is made of wood and clay, the point is whether it can be used by God.
所以主耶稣用很平凡的东西，说你们做世上的盐。
So Jesus Christ, you can use many, even very common low-class things, and so we can be the salt of the earth.
我们都是很平凡的人。
We are all very common people.
但是我们如果被神来用，那么我们就是贵重的。
But if we can be used by God, then we become precious in His sight.
当我们被神来用，我们就能够造就我们家人，也能够造就我们周遭的人。
And because of that, we can save not only our families, but all those around us.
所以我们要求神帮助我们来成为圣洁。
So we have to ask that God help us to be clean.
那我们就可以照主耶稣的期望来成为光，成为盐。
So that as the Lord desires, we can serve as the salt and the light.
我们唱诗219首。
Let's all sing hymn 219. During our prayers, let's all remember Karen, Sister Molly's younger daughter, because she is having an operation.
那我们祷告当中，我们也求主耶稣帮助我们，能够照着他的期望，我们成为盐，成为光。
Let's all ask God in our prayers that He can help us meet His expectations to be the light and salt of the world.
这是主耶稣所期望的，很实际的生活当中，我们每一天生活当中我们的行为。
This is a very real wish that He has for us that we can live out in our daily lives.
所以我们需要主耶稣他来加添我们的信心跟力量。
So we need to ask God to give us more strength and more faith.
不但知道什么是对的，而且能够照着对的去做。
Not only to know what's right, but also to do what's right.
那读经祷告的生活，那个是一定需要的。
And a life of prayer and Bible reading is absolutely required.
读经让我们知道什么是对的。
Because Bible reading will allow us to know what's right.
祷告让我们得着力量来做对的。
And prayer will give us the ability and power to do what's right.
那这样我们自然而然，我们所流露出来的就是主耶稣所期望的光跟盐。
So that naturally we will be able to do what Christ wanted for us and intended, which is to be the light and the salt.
我们不但造就我们的家人，我们也能够荣耀神的名。
So that not only can we edify those around us, but we can also glorify His name through it.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.